This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raisin Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raisin Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
On air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you're trying to make the drive down Highway 6 to Ashland today, you can look at the Ruhlman's building, but you can't go in because they're closed until Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday off. Wednesday through Sunday open for lunch and dinner. Go see Phil and the team on Wednesday in the beautiful building that it is and get a filet mignon, New York strip, the cookie skillet of dreams.
Of dreams.
All at Ruhlman's Steakhouse.
The skillet of dreams.
It is.
That's new.
No?
The skillet of dreams is new. And I said, and I'll be out there
on Thanksgiving. Yeah, in a couple days, Bill.
A couple days,
Tupperware.
I'll be out there.
You'll see,
Bill. Want to film? Have you talked to Laura about this Tupperware thing?
What's that?
Have you talked to Laura about it?
Bringing some Tupperware in?
Are you okay? Is she okay with that?
We're okay. We're not going to say anything to anybody. We're just bringing it in, lopping some stuff in there, and sneaking it out.
Excuse me. Are you walking away with?
Usually not done.
Usually not done in a nice buffet. Excuse me, Phil. You brought some. We all brought Tupperware.
What do you do with that Tupperware?
Just look away, please.
Why do you guys each have a giant Tupperware with you? Don't worry about it.
Just turn the
other
way.
Don't worry about
it. Just turn around. Don't even look.
You're plopping stuff in there.
Ruhlman's Steakhouse. Go see Phil and the team. Wednesday
stuffing.
Through Sunday, Highway 6 in Ashland.
Sorry, Jake.
That's all right. Oregon did their job for the Big Ten on Saturday. 42-27, they take down USC, which now you feel pretty dang solid about three teams for sure being in the playoff. It's not last year's four teams, but as Bill said last week on the show, if USC were to win that game, there's a chance you only have two teams from the Big Ten that made the playoffs.
And wouldn't you agree that USC doesn't belong in the playoffs?
No.
Not right now. No.
No.
Wouldn't you agree that Michigan doesn't belong?
No.
No.
Doesn't belong. They don't belong.
No.
When you're watching that game, it was like the Oregon game. I watched that whole USC game. Never once did I think Oregon could lose. Even though USC was sometimes,
close,
it's interesting. Yeah. We're hanging around here. Never once thought they could lose. And I tell you what, watching them run the ball, I don't know what their numbers were.
I'll get it real quick,
good.
Bill.
Winnington went for over 100.
But he looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah, he went for over 100.
And that day looked remarkable. I was expecting the overcast of Eugene. It wasn't. It was sunny. It was a beautiful-looking day.
Oregon had 179 on the ground. Winnington had 19 carries for 104 yards and a touchdown.
Very efficient. On the other hand, USC couldn't run it. King Hill didn't
King
get
Miller.
It. King Miller.
Not King of the Hill.
King Miller. King Miller did get nothing going.
He had 15 carries for 30 yards. He ran 28 times for 52 yards as a team.
They don't run it. They don't stop it. They're not a playoff team. USC's not. I would have been dismayed had they made it. They'd be one and
there was
done.
A lot of talk about USC defense. I didn't see that coming into it. I told you I didn't see it when they were playing here. And I didn't in that game. I didn't see it either. The USC defense. I knew you could run on.
You can hammer. Nebraska did.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Nebraska. I thought I was shocked that it was USC. I was watching how soft they were up front. That's USC now. That's USC. That's not USC that I came to know long ago. Lincoln Riley's not doing a great job there. I'm so negative. I don't know what the deal is, but he's not.
You have every right to be negative.
They're not that good.
Yeah, they're in. He's in year four and won't be in the playoffs.
They won't be in the playoffs. They don't belong in the playoffs.
When he went to USC, but it's heavily to be. You'll be in the playoffs probably year two.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org. redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better.
You know, then you got Cignetti, who's going to be in the first 2 years in the playoffs.
At Indiana.
Yeah, they don't. And it's not so much... It's just the way they look to me. They're soft up front. They against good teams, they don't run it well. I like that King Miller. He's a good running back, but they're not. And they're pretty good up front. They're not very big.
Lincoln Riley's record at USC. First year, 11-3. Not bad. Then he went 8-5 in 2025. Did last year 7-6. This year, going to be either 9-3 or 8-4 with the bowl game. Which is
not bad.
Okay, but it's not bad. You didn't pay him the big bucks for that.
What are they paying?
At USC?
Right around $10 million.
I think it's about $10 or $11 million.
Yeah.
It's USC.
But, yeah, so as of right now, again, the AP poll is not the same as the actual playoff poll, but it's 1 Ohio State, 2 Indiana, and 5 Oregon right now in the AP poll.
I like Oregon. I like what they're doing because they're not making excuses. They have all those receivers out.
Yeah, they do. They're beat up bad, Jake. Not saying a word. Don't even care.
We're playing ball. Hey, schedule the schedule. We have what we have.
It was an impressive win. It was an impressive win. And they are a physical team up front on both sides. And they can win in a playoff.
That about wraps it up right there, because you know that Ohio State and Indiana, they're a lot.
Oregon's last game.
Can Michigan beat Ohio State?
I mean,
of course they can.
Right.
Now, Oregon could. I mean, they closed at Washington. That's not a gimme win.
Hang on a second.
2:30
okay,
on CBS.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, at that will be interesting.
Well, Washington did to UCLA.
Yeah, that'll be
48-14.
Yeah.
48-14. That's a flex by Washington.
Oregon opened up as a 6.5-point favorite in that game. That'll be a game to watch on Saturday.
Please tell me game day. Oh, no, well, game day. That game is better than Ohio State Michigan, in my opinion. But Michigan, they did a little, even though it's Maryland, that's a little flex. Mm-hmm. They put 42 on them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little bit there.
No, that is.
A little mojo for
and,
the Ohio State.
And they have one thing going for them. If they're rolling into halftime 10-10 next week, there's going to be Ohio State's going to have this.
They have the here we go again.
They have this look of like, uh-oh, don't even tell me that this could happen.
Right.
I mean, don't even tell me this could happen.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it would just be mind mayhem.
That'd be five straight, right?
Oh,
they
God.
Were to win against Michigan.
Well, we should know that. I'm going to look it up.
Michigan's won four straight versus Ohio State.
You got to remember it's this also, straight. which would be crazy talk, is if Michigan beats it, remember, they got two losses, only one in conference. So it'd be Michigan against Indiana in the championship game. Ohio State would be out.
Indiana would club them. Yeah. I think. We'd have to check to see what Indiana, how their health is.
Right, that cannot happen. Please do not have Michigan, Indiana in the title game. We need Ohio State to beat Michigan so badly.
But
you're right. That could happen. That could happen.
I want to see it. I didn't realize Oregon was going to Washington, and then also that's off a big emotional game. Right. That's a hard game for Oregon.
You trust Lanning though, don't you?
I do. I trust Lanning with everything.
Let me ask you guys. Guess here. Indiana plays at Purdue on Friday night. You want to guess the spread for me there? At Purdue.
33 and a hook.
That sounds good.
A little bit low. 28 and a hook. Indiana favored to be over Purdue.
And yeah, for the record, Michigan has beaten Ohio State four straight times.
Four straight.
Yes.
Well, last year they beat him with a walk-on quarterback.
That was horrible.
At Ohio State.
At the shoe.
That's the most incredible.
What are you doing? They still won the playoffs. They get the last laugh.
But it was the type of game you stand there with your jaw.
I watched it. It was like, as it went to the fourth quarter, I go, could this really happen?
I can't believe this.
Like, this is happening.
It's happening.
And they get the ball back after that. I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. This is happening.
When we come back, Song of the Day and Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.